Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. We all know that childhood illnesses often occur at the most inconvenient times, which makes parents stress out about how to get their kids to the doctor when they need to go. Well, there's something new in the neighborhood just to meet that need, and here to tell us all about it is my guest, Dr. Allison McCrone, Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Emergency Medicine at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. McCrone. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much for having me.
So what's this new service?
So the new service is going to be pediatric after-hours care over at Community General. And what we're aiming to provide is a service for families who may need attention of a pediatric specialist after regular business hours.
So we're saying this is for non-emergency care, is that right?
Exactly. So emergencies always need to go to an emergency room, preferably the pediatric emergency department at University Hospital. However, most illnesses that come up after hours, the most common things that come up, such as ear infections, sore throats, fevers, those can be treated at a facility that is not designed for emergency care in a quicker and more family-friendly atmosphere.
So the idea is really to meet the needs of many working parents who are really unable to get their kids to the doctor before 5 p.m.
Exactly. So if your child is sick on Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll be there to help out with that.
That's really reassuring and quite a service to the community, because I know it really becomes very stressful. I remember, I have three kids, and I remember when they were young, they never got sick at the right time.
Exactly.
It was always at the wrong time, and you were always kind of struggling or stressing as to how to, you know, get them to the right place. So this is weekends as well. Saturday and Sunday.
Exactly. Saturday and Sunday. We'll be there when your pediatrician is not, for all non-emergency care that kids might need after hours.
I think that's really amazing. So you'll be staffing it with then pediatricians?
Primarily pediatricians. Our emergency medicine group will provide staffing as well. And the staffing nursing-wise will be all pediatric nurses. The facility is being redesigned in the image of the Golisano Children's Hospital. It's going to be very family-friendly and beautiful. And we'll be there after hours and on weekends when your children need attention.
So you're saying it's being designed. So is there some idea as to when this is going to be available?
I'm hoping for February 1st. That's our current plan. You know, obviously during the winter, children tend to get sick a little bit more frequently. The respiratory illnesses circulate freely in schools and daycares. And, you know, my goal is to help assist with pediatricians and their overflow, as well as the ED overflow, to help take care of kids in a quicker experience for families and a little bit more child friendly.
So if you don't have a pediatrician yourself, is there any problem if you come there? And I mean, how will you manage the follow-up side of things?
So if someone doesn't have a pediatrician, we'd be happy to evaluate them. Our goal, though, is not to provide routine primary pediatric care. That's the job of your pediatrician or your family care physician. To provide immunizations, routine health screening, things of that nature. Our goal is to provide urgent care for minor illnesses and injuries when your doctor's not available. Certain things are not able to be cared for at your doctor's office, such as lacerations, x-rays. Some doctors do have this capability, but many do not. So we'd be able to assist with that as far as complementing the care that they provide. Families that come in with a child who does not have a primary care physician, we would be able to help facilitate them obtaining a physician to follow up with.
So you'd get a link. You'd basically link them up to someone in the community.
Exactly.
And how about if there's more complex issues that you know, they may have come in for, let's say, you know, a rash or something that's, you know, is urgent in terms of its need to be addressed, but not something that is life-threatening.
Right.
How do you manage and then you find in that circumstance that maybe they also have some other issue, maybe the potential for a seizure disorder or something that you pick up on.
Right.
What do you do then?
So in that situation, we actually are ideally located over at Community, because there's an emergency room directly across the hall from where we're going to be located. The area where the urgent care will be is separate, so that you won't be in the emergency department waiting room. And again, it's going to be geared towards young children. But should an emergency arise, there's an emergency room with all the capabilities of an emergency room directly across the hall. If they do need subspecialist care, such as pediatric cardiology, pediatric endocrinology, pediatric neurology, one of those subspecialty services, they'll be transported to the pediatric emergency room or the Golisano Children's Hospital.
And that's great because you have all those additional link-ups.
Exactly.
What about if they needed some kind of psychiatric or social work help? Is that also going to be made available?
That is available, and if they need further care, again, the Pediatric Emergency Department at University Hospital would be able to facilitate that care as well.
So is this, let me just get one thing straight because I'm a little confused. You're going to be going all the way up to teens and adolescents as well? So is it start from infants all the way
right.
to adolescents?
Yeah.
Or who are you going to serve?
Young infants from birth through age 21 years, actually.
Wow.
Our aim is to provide the full spectrum of care for all pediatric patients, and that includes patients through the age of 21.
So the hours will be when to when, generally?
During the week, hours will be from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., and on the weekends, the hours will be from noon to 11 p.m.
Wow. Okay, well, that's pretty comprehensive in terms of, you know, what the service that you offer. And you're hoping, as you said, to be open sometime in February. Obviously,
right.
You can't be sure
right.
when that'll take place. Well, that's very exciting. I've never heard of this kind of a model before. Is this something new?
It's actually something that's not new, but it is spreading rapidly. So pediatric care across the country is becoming a little bit more specialized. So for example, Colorado, they have a pediatric urgent care network that's organized by their children's hospital that helps complement the services provided by the emergency department in a lower acuity setting. So this is not a new idea, but it is an idea that has been brewing for a while.
Yeah, and it seems like it makes so much sense in terms of being both complementary to regular medical care, but also being more immediately responsive.
Right.
Because especially during cold season, as you said, it must be really hard. It's often
right.
hard to get in for an appointment.
Right. And, you know, after hours, when the sun sets, everything seems to get a little bit more, you feel a little bit more isolated. And, you know, as a parent myself, I have three children. It's something that I understand, you know, that when you're worried
firsthand.
About your child, you don't want to have to wait until the next day to be evaluated. Certain things certainly can wait, and your primary care physician is able to take care of those things, but certain things can't and shouldn't wait, and for that, we're there to assist you. We have the capabilities for performing x-rays, laboratory evaluations, all of the things that you would need to evaluate an illness.
And if a person does have their own primary care physician, how are you going to interrelate with them? I mean, do you
So the primary care physicians in the area, each will have their own preference, but they will be involved by having the patient's chart from their visit with us sent directly to them.
Oh, so in other words, you will forward those records
exactly.
and they'll have all that information.
Right, so that if we send a child home and they need to be followed up the next day, that way their doctor will understand what we saw, the interventions we performed, so they can better take care of the child and continue their care.
Do you have a sense of how the community in general, the pediatric community in general, will embrace or find this, you know, problematic? I mean,
yeah,
has there been any scuttlebutt about that?
Yeah, I've actually met with a number of the groups in the area, and the universal feedback that I've received has been, you know, that this is going to be a very helpful thing. You know, after-hours care is something that we all can, you know, understand. A parent who calls and is concerned about their child, after hours it's difficult to tell over the phone if the child needs to be evaluated, if they don't. Sometimes parents just need some reassurance, and having an option to have families having another option after hours for pediatricians to say, you know what, it sounds like the child's breathing a little bit fast, I'd feel better if someone just looked at him, evaluated him, and that way we'll all sleep better tonight knowing that there's nothing serious going on.
That's wonderful. Just one other question about the kinds of things, services that are available, ancillary
mm-hmm.
services. If somebody needed some kind of surgery or minor surgery
mm-hmm.
done, that's also something that you would offer, like if you needed a plastic surgeon perhaps to come in, or would an emergency surgeon take care of it? How would that work?
Right. So the staff that is there will be well-trained in taking care of minor lacerations, minor broken bones, things like that. Anything that requires the operating room will likely be transferred
to
the pediatric emergency room at University Hospital,
nice.
Correct.
So it sounds like you've got it all covered. It's a very exciting enterprise.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. I think this will be a great service for both the community physicians and families in the area.
Well, my guest has been, thank you so much for sharing all this great news about what's happening at Upstate University Hospital and Community General. My guest has been Dr. Allison McCrone. She's the Assistant Professor of Pediatrics and Emergency Medicine at Upstate University Hospital. I'm really excited about this, and I know it's going to be a great resource for our community.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYO.